That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Oh, it's a festival atmosphere. I win the Saints! Go marching in!
Jock.
Oh, and the Saints!
Jock.
Yeah, I've got the grandkids here.
Yes.
Come and say, go Saints, sweetheart. Say, go Saints.
Go Saints.
It is good on
Jock,
you.
Jock, let us...
Noel, can you just... Thank you.
I understand you had a date.
Sweetheart. How was that bloody game of AFL football? Pooter, here you go. I love you.
Thank you, Jock. Let us... refrain from our looseness.
Wonderful
we are back
stuff.
From our hiatus.
Hiatus,
and I understand you've had a date, but we must keep our mind focused on Supercoach.
It's very difficult having a game of football. We've had a party afternoon too, haven't we?
I think you'll get your ending.
I'll never speak on air. Later on I'll tell you.
You seem like
I had a
pretty
I had a date with Norell, everyone. It's been a long time.
Look like you dropped some mayonnaise on your tracksuit pants.
Don't speak. I'll never tell on air. I'll tell you after. Let's just say I had a bloody good evening. And I've had a good day because of St Kilda. I've missed you, boys. How are you?
Ah,
what have you been up to, Crouching One?
Oh, fishing.
Yeah, did you catch any brims?
Oh, pinky snapper.
Pinky snappers.
Bang, bang.
Gives a smell of the fingers there, mate. Oh, yeah. Very good,
mate.
Welcome,
welcome.
Peter, how are you? Have you had your bloody poncho on trying to pick up some shillers? Hey, I'm up and about, mate. I'm up and about. Me and Nazza, we're like this.
Not sure back that on. The relationship is a good thing, Jock. You broke up with Norell. To focus on Supercoach.
Yeah.
We are in the bye rounds. Let us focus on the bye rounds. Right. Enough of this frivolity.
Fair enough. Let's get right into it. How good is this? We've had blokes who've had their bye. We have got people, we've got premiums to bring into our team, and we don't have to worry about their bloody byes coming up because these boys have had them. I want to start in the defence.
Ah, what?
And then we can go to the other lines.
Kate Simpson, son.
Oh, bearded
bang,
warrior.
Bang, bang. Kate Simpson for Carlton. Many man, I did this.
Yeah.
He got did this. Not sure you joke, but you tried down. I tried down to the Boston bun.
Yeah, I did too.
The man with the sultana and cream on.
Yeah, bit of margarine.
You'd
bit of eat a 5-star in the middle.
You have bit of cream
delicious.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
And the Boston bun, he score bloody beautiful point.
91.
I know he have bike come up. Who care?
Well, I'm bloody happy I had that 91 this week, let me tell you.
And he make cash for me go Kate Simpson, bang!
Yeah, so he's in.
In my team.
Well, are we all in agreement that Kate Simpson, is that his boy? He'll be 506 grand. Good selection. Are we all in agreement for this
solid
week?
Selection. I actually, I traded in Kate Simpson quite a few weeks ago, Jock.
You're very organised. I love that about you, mate.
And yes, in round 8, he had the 149. Mm. I will take that.
He's averaged 90s in the 90s for 8 years straight. He's averaging 96, and I believe he'll come home averaging 100 from here on in.
Okay.
New coach, he's up and about. I can still do this, boys. I want another year of football. You know, look at me beard and I can still get this shit done.
He not have beard anymore.
Yes, he does.
He shave beard.
Oh, bloody hell.
He dude. Have haircut, shave beard.
Right.
But Brody Smith, this worry me.
Yeah.
Do we trade him in? Cost f*** all. 339,800.
Sorry, Mrs. Higo.
This okay. Yeah. Brody Smith come back.
What is value, mate?
He ran 7.16, ran 75, ran 67. Is he premium keeper?
Well, he's had two concussions. He's been whacked on the bonce twice. Round 10, he only had 67, but he had 20 possessions.
You know.
He's only 340 grand, mate.
Same like you with Narelle last night.
Mm.
Once you get knocked on the head.
Yeah.
You're a bit different after that. You go sleepy.
You get a bruised chin.
You go sleepy.
Oh, I understand.
Yes. Your knock on head finish. Yes. I won't go sleep now.
No, there's none of that. Have you heard of the new Viagra? They're wonderful.
Jock, if you were referring to enhancement stimuli, which is illegal in the Supercoach fraternity, I suggest you move on.
Rory Laird, another Adelaide boy defender. 130s round 9 and 10. Break even about zero. Average 96 for the season at 475. Goodness, well, I wouldn't go him. You know, he's been running off small forwards. I don't think he can get this thing done the way he has been going. I'm looking at Cade Simpson before him, and I'm probably looking at Brody Smith before I consider Laird.
Interesting. With the inclusion of Brody Smith, one would expect Laird's output to suffer somewhat.
Or positional changes.
Yes, at 475-500, yeah. He is an unproven premium defender. I would think that is a risky trade job.
Agree. Crouch, you on the same boat there, mate? Rory Laird, Nat?
He have a name which make me think Trailer Park.
Why? Or Rory?
Rory Laird.
He used to get teased as a kid. They called him Laird Arse, like in America.
Rory Laird.
And they throw Boston buns at him. So oh. Eat these Laird Arse. Hey?
I see this.
Get it? That's
Rolly
a joke.
Lead.
That's humour.
Aurasia Fantasia. It's bloody...
Aurasia Fantasia.
He smokes same crack pipe as Rolly bloody lead.
Oh, yeah.
In the same caravan, same park.
What about Lukey Hodge? He would have been like the groundsman at the caravan park. Hey, keep it tidy, boys. Defender, midfield. Round 9, 130. Round 10, 100. Teeth are actually now digging into the turf.
Interesting.
That's
job.
How long these yes. teeth are.
Luke, Hawthorne need to continue to win. Perhaps Hodge will not be rested. But
that's a good observation, Peter.
I would hate to say this, Jock.
What's
after
that?
The last weekend, if we look at Mumford's possessions and hitouts and points, is there a bug in the Supercoach scoring system?
I'm not sure. Have they changed something? Have they adjusted this hit-outs? I've been noticing this because I do stats.
I know, Jock.
What have they done?
There is smoke and mirrors.
Right.
Smoke and bloody mirrors. And
is old Osorio Fantasio in front of a mirror just with Puff the Magic Dragon?
Dancing by himself with one glove and hat. Doing... moonwalk.
Maybe.
Babe mirror.
And that's causing smoke and mirrors.
I am putting it out there, Jock. Al Patton.
Is he doing it?
Al Patton. If you are stuffing with the Supercoach computer, please tell me. How the devil did Shane Mumford score so highly?
That'd be bloody Wintergate status. If that came out, that would be one of the biggest controversies of our time. So what's going on? He had, what, I think he had four kicks?
11 handballs, many hit-outs, but very few to advantage.
Have they readjusted this advantage thing, maybe? I don't know.
I think there is some smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
As a bigger supporter I am of the Supercoach game.
It's bizarre.
I am
It's
miffed.
Freaky
and
shit.
And then Aaron Sandilands has a record 70 hit-outs and scores bloody less.
Yeah, still got over 100, though, isn't he? But, yeah, there's something weird going on. Back to Luke Hodger in the defence here. I'll have to keep the structures. Yes or no? I'm a no.
No, he,
teeth
is
going to snap in half.
544 is too much.
What about Bashahuli?
You're the
aficionado in Richmond land here, Crouching One. What do we think of Basha at 480 grand? He just keeps getting the thing done.
Okay, this rookie era. Rookie era. All team now start put work in Bashahuli.
Yeah.
Yes, he'll pay premium price. He charge more than ever.
Yep.
Not Man Goffer.
I think you hit it on the head, Peter.
I think you...
I'm not going near him, Peter. You?
Narelle hit on head last night.
Well, mate, I don't tell on air. I'm a gentleman, mate. You can just wait till...
You wink me. You're a bang bang.
Narelle's listening. She doesn't mind, you know, all this sort of
fun. She take three trade or two.
She doesn't mind me talking. She's down at Bridge tonight. She'll be telling the girls the same bloody thing. So, you know, we're an equality. That's what we are. Hey, there's a rookie. There's a rookie we all have to pick up this week if you haven't got him. Joel Hamling, Western Bulldogs on the bubble.
A buy relevant, break even of negative 60. Joel Hamling seems to be fulfilling a role. Will Talia come back?
Yeah, possibly. And that could mess with his job security.
But I think those... yet to have Hamling, who should they be trading down?
Well, that's a good question, and it brings up a very tricky one. Adam Sard and Oxley have both got their buys this week. Looking at their average, they're both averaging 84. On the Twitter there today, it's pretty bloody difficult to bring yourself to trade out an Adam Oxley when he's just scored 101 and an Adam Sard who's just scored 96. Peter Higginbotham, what do we advise young fantasy footballers faced with this conundrum?
This is an outstanding question, Jock.
Thank you, mate.
Both Sard and Oxley have averaged 84.
Yeah.
The same. Coincidence or not? However, Sard has maintained a very low standard deviation, holding a standard deviation of 5.2, around that 84, whereas Oxley has deviated with a standard deviation of 15.6.
He's derivated everywhere.
Meaning
he has.
While Oxley has a lower break even, given the recent higher scoring output, I would be more fervent in my desire to hold on to Sard, given that he is a defence mid-eligible player and also has the lower standard deviation.
Well, I'd piss both of them off with their hesitation, Peter.
Ugly eight piss boss off. Bang, bang.
Watch it. We want to get the top eight defenders in our defence this year. Look at them both. Yeah, they've had some good ups and downs, but they're, what, Sard's ranked the 33rd defender by average, and Adam Oxley's ranked the 35th defender by Supercoach average. That, to me, says enough. You know, they've done the job. They've made a shitload of money, 250 grand. Now's the time to pick them off. And yeah, they might score the odd 100, but you pick a bloke that's going to average 100, not just score the odd 100. Don't you reckon, boys?
Yes, Jock. Excellent. However, we aren't all in that wonderful space of being able to afford trade downs, leaving holes in defence across the buys. Remember round 12, Jock.
Mm.
Carnage round.
Horrible anus.
Round
for 12. Many
players. Horrible anus.
Yeah.
And agreed, Sard with the round 12 buy could go.
Very interesting discussion. Joel Hamling, look, we'll come into many defences. We're going to get to a point. We've got not many bubble boys coming up this week. Hugh Goddard, as a defence rookie, must play any week as well. Keep your eye on him. Sean Edwards, Essendon defender, played his first game, scored 77. Only the one game, and all these Essendon boys, Sean Edwards, Osario Fantasia, Puff the Magic Dragon Man, he's on the bubble, averaging 51.
You'll have a smopped up.
I have to tell you after, mate. There's people who respect and love me on the air.
Oh, okay.
You ever had the dope?
No, it is funny. I once know a friend who smoked.
Oh, did you? Yes. Yeah, how is he? Is he pulled through?
He wear bloody...
beanies.
Beanies?
Yeah, scarves.
Yes.
Even in summer.
Yes.
Sad, isn't it?
Funny man.
Yeah, funny man. Elliot Kavanagh.
But funny in morbidly sad way.
Righto. Elliot Kavanagh's a midfield rookie on the bubble as well. The problem with these boys, Boston, the Bun, Sean Edwards, Osario Fantasia, and Elliot Kavanagh's, they got the bye this week. All of them got the bye.
Are you saying it's not too late to digest the Bun?
I think he could still, you know, have that beautiful pleasure of biting down on the Bun and just someone coming up and saying, "Hey, mate, you got a bit of cream on your lip." "Oh, thanks, mate." You know?
Oh,
I think you could get him.
"Hey, mate, there's sultana stuck on nose."
On your nose, yeah.
Because the Boston
runs up
Bun
your nostril.
Have sultana.
"Oh, thanks, mate."
And cream.
Yes.
The 2-inch layer cream.
Oh, it's beautiful, thick stuff.
Yes, the Boston Bun has a cream to bread ratio of 3-1.
Mm, good standard deviation of sultanas as well.
1-inch to 3 or 2-inch to 6.
Well, you've done me head in now. Woof. Even when you start talking maths, you bamboozle me, mate.
Mother loves a Boston
Have you
Boston
ever been
bun.
Eating a Boston Bun and someone tells you a piss funny joke? I was eating one once. Someone told me a joke and half it came out me nostril. Had to pull a good 2 centimetres of Boston sort of out my nostril to get the whole thing out.
This look like your snot cocaine.
What are we talking about again?
Drug.
No, fantasy bloody football. Let's go through the forwards, eh?
Okay. I say you're this.
Let's have their boy.
I say you're this.
Yeah.
Oh, Bled Delulio.
Yep.
Bang, bang.
Tick. tickety bloody tick. Peter, you agree? Get him in?
Yes. Deludio, of course.
Pretty pricey.
Appears to be perhaps the best performed round 11 player who has, of course, had the bye.
I'll pay that 580 for him.
Break even of 105. Mm. Pricey, yet surely after his rest will come home strong.
Well, he's gone 130 plus three times in the last 4 weeks of football. I'll pay that price for Brett Deludio as a forward option. No bloody drummers there. Anyone thinking, nah, any reason you wouldn't pick him off?
He gun. Nah. He bloody gun.
Yeah, another bloke I'm keen on. I'll go to Lukey Dalhouse, Western Bulldogs. He's 537. Could be an option for those that don't quite have the cash to get a Brett Deludio.
Dalhouse, same like in Myanmar, we have a toilet at backyard called Adhas.
Oh, we got those too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we call them the Adhas, and the Nightman used to come on his auction cart and empty it out.
And pull bucket of shit.
That's right.
And strip shit on
trouser. Yes, that's what they did.
This same like Dalhas. He's shit.
No, he's not.
Ain't not.
He's a bloody good footballer.
By this prick.
Why not? He scored round 8 and 9, 124, 125. He had it at 77 round 10, but why wouldn't you not buy into Lukey Dalhas?
Because he have a shit haircut.
No, he's bloody cut his hair. He's got a nice short back and sides.
I not like this.
Oh, you like the big Rastafarian style,
yes,
did you?
I prefer when he have long pubes.
Right. Well, what about the one with the big long pubes on his head, the Bouffanted one? Marcus Bouffantum Pontempelli.
Okay.
He's been rubbish.
This
I told you he was a flash in the bloody pan. He'll get attention and he'll be absolute rubbish.
He? Forward, mid, eligible.
Yeah.
He 430, much cheaper than bloody Bonghouse. And he bloody gun.
Would you consider bringing him in?
Maybe. But teamwork he bought. You sit on the, what's his name? Bon Tim Smalley.
Buffond and Pelly.
Bon Tim Smalley outhouse. This same.
Gotcha.
Maybe boss shit. Okay, I give you a crazy one. Mm. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Zorko the Magnificent.
Wowee. Paradigm shifted, bloody starlights and garlands and rose petals. Where'd you pull that one from?
408,000.
Is he really?
Break even 42.
What was he at the beginning of the season? How much has he dropped?
Oh, he bloody 530-something start of season.
And now he's 408k. Yes, welcome. Now's when, in the mists of the evening, the Supercoach elite just come out of the shadows and say, Dane, come here, mate, I've got a job for you. Is that what you're doing, mate?
Interesting. Dane Zorko,
brilliant,
the magnificent, almost the puff of smoke that appears in your forward line.
Mm.
Can he deliver?
I don't know if he's got tricks left. I reckon he could just do that kid ones. Where are they going? Dad, yeah, I've got something. Can you close your eyes now? Now open them. Look, it's not here anymore. That's the only trick he can do. He used to do good rabbits and
jock.
Shit. Now he can only do rubbish.
Not
sorry,
sure
mate.
What you're talking
sorry,
about.
Mate.
Dane Zorko, round 990, round 1095. Extrapolating a linear progression, round 12, 100.
Oh, yeah. In round 20, 283.
Brilliant.
Thank you, mate. Oh, I'm going to go crazy. Like, I can go bloody, I'll up you one. From Dane Zorko and go Jack bloody Riewoldt. He's averaged 100 this season, eh? He's gone up 90 grand, 540, and he's averaged about 110 for his last five. For those looking for the ultimate point of difference, Richmond will come home with a wet sail, I'm convinced of that. Jack Riewoldt's released up the ground a bit with those big boys up there. Crouch, you see the boy?
I know you seen the rail last night.
Yeah.
I know you have.
Life's bloody good.
I know you have sore trouser.
And I feel like singing a love song. Just give me one.
I give you a love song.
I'm going to make love to you, woman. I'm going to make love by your fire. How do you like that?
Okay, you listen me. You listen me with your bloody red raw genital. Last night you met love.
Oh, you know, forget. I haven't told you this yet.
You forget what you say Thursday night.
What did I tell you?
Key position forward shit.
Yeah, I know.
And then you just come out and say Jack Riewoldt.
I'm testing you, thank Christ. Here go, I'm testing, catching bloody passes. What about you, mate?
Agreed. Jack Riewoldt would be a poor selection for mine.
So would Jared Roughead. I'm not going within a bull's roar of him.
Slightly warmer on Roughead at the 463.
Yeah. However, shriveled like a small peanut on him.
That might come from overuse after extended periods of absence, Jock.
Righto. I'll listen back to that and understand it later, I reckon. Could be one of those ones. I tell you what I do understand, though, boys. It's exotic limo Melbourne.
Oh, you take Narelle in bloody limo last night.
Well, no. Look, what I'll tell you is they've got the three largest stretch hummers that roam this entire great earth in their fleet. Have you seen those vehicles? They are beautiful. They're a good supporter too, Exotic Limo. I've got to say, great blokes.
Agreed, Jock. Outstanding.
These supersized chariots of frivolity seat up to 24 party people at any one time. They come in black, white or pink. If that's what floats your boat, you know, if you're in the pink, that's fine. 10 flat-screen plasma TVs, laser and lighting shows going off tap and a sound system that rocks jocks. You haven't had a proper limousine experience if you've never been inside one of these bad boys. ExoticLimo.com.au, because there's limos and then there's an exotic limo. Hey, Peter.
Yes, Jock.
Pick up the phone and dial 1-300-532-532 and tell them Jock sent you.
I lost the second number, Jock.
Oh, you didn't get that number? I said Exotic Limo. 1-300
532 532 Excellent. And I'll tell them Jock sent me.
Tell them Jock sent you, Peter. That's what you do. Thank you again to Exotic Limo. I've been real good supporters and they're real good people as well.
Okay, you say me this.
Yeah, I'll say you anything, my friend, because I love you.
The hidden camera in back of limousine?
No!
You have Narelle bloody...
That's unsavoury. I'm like a gallant prince. I had white gloves on when I arrived, and we had a lovely dinner down at the Paisley Thai restaurant.
Oh.
I had a red curry. She had a, I think she might have had the green curry.
Okay.
And it was beautiful. They had James Bogue high quality beers. I had one of those. I had a crownie as well.
Oh.
She had a nice red wine. I've never seen her. She's trying to impress me. I've never seen her have a bloody red wine.
Excellent, Jock. Let us move on to Mitch.
She still looks pretty good.
Jock,
you know?
Jock.
She's carrying a bit, but that's all right. Yeah.
Jock, she will be listening. I don't think she'll be very happy with you saying...
Carrying a bit of charm and charisma, as she always did.
Excellent,
she carries
Jock.
That very
Speaking
well.
Speaking of carrying a bit, Jock, yeah. Many coaches yeah. did yeah. what we suggested and downgraded last week.
Yeah.
Many coaches have a war chest. Give me mid... price premiums that have had their buys that we can go trading into over these buys.
I'll go my value pick of the round first, Jordan Lewis.
Now, this bullshit.
516 grand. He's dripped almost 80 grand. I reckon he'll come home. Like you said before, I think it was Peter, they're not going to afford to be able to rest people. Hawthorne's going to have to go flat knackers to get top four. Jordan Lewis is... value at 516.
Nah. Jordan Lewis, false favourite. He 63 last game, shit. I give you best man.
Which one?
Patrick bloody Dangerfield.
You'll
pay top price. You pay top price, but he bloody gun. He bloody gun.
He's averaged 150 in his last three.
Oh.
And we all know he's prancing. He's got his feathers out too. He
need play good for big trade.
Yeah, exactly.
He need play good.
It's like that, you know, there's that bird. Have you seen the bird when they try and get the chick bird? He makes his feathers all fluffed up and does a dance. And
what the hell you talk about?
Birds. Avian culture, mate. If you don't understand it, I'm a cultured bastard. It's avian.
Jock,
there's another one that gets blue stuff. Only blue things to attract the chicks.
Bird, the peacock with the feathers display, the bandy-legged cormorant finch, and its quite unusual head-wobbling display during coitus. There are many birds to speak of, Jock.
Birds are fascinating. Always thought that.
Agreed. Sam Mitchell fascinates me, Jock. Has averaged considerably, 110.
He's had a huge season.
Has got under the radar. is a point of difference in less than 8% of teams, Jock. At 568, do we need to consider Sam Mitchell, who has had his bye?
Well, I haven't looked at him to date because of his teeth length, and I'll stick with that. You know, I just can't. He's going to get a niggle at some stage, and he's going to have 3 weeks off at some stage. That's the only reason I'm going to say no. So I'll say a no to Sam Mitchell. I'll say yes to Dangerfield and a yes to Jordan Lewis. What do you boys reckon about Dane Beams, who's starting to emerge like he used to? Last 2 weeks, 142, 127, low break even. He's dropped about 15 grand and you'll get him, this is as cheap as he'll be for a long time, at 606 grand.
In the absence of Rockcliffe, I say yes. However, depending on your rank, Jock, this is an interesting one. Those highly ranked, I would suggest, yes, Beams, safe pick, given he is in a large majority of teams. Those lowly ranked or looking for an excellent point of difference, I would prefer to see you save the coin and go to someone like a Pierce Hanley.
Oh, interesting.
A Pierce Hanley.
Very interesting.
In bugger all teams.
117 on return, round 10. Did you see enough? He'll stay stagnant at his price for another week. Are you convinced that he's going to come back with the full match fitness required to hit consistent 105 pluses?
Jock, it is about the point of difference. I am saying...
Well, points of difference are worth Poopdoon's hopes in hell if they don't score bloody points.
Agreed, Jock.
You know?
Agreed. But as you quite brilliantly recognise, Sam Mitchell may come under pressure. Beams is in many teams.
Absolutely.
Depending on the form of the Brisbane Lions, Pierce Hanley could go on a run.
Interesting one. Crouch, Hanley, yes or no, that's all.
No.
No?
Not that price. He will be tagged. Too many shit player in Brisbane.
Interesting.
Very risk. I won't say you won.
Yeah.
Left field.
Yeah.
He pees sitting down. he has a shit name.
Yeah.
He played for shit club.
Right.
Mark Bloody Murphy.
Oh. Well, he had 151 in his last game.
I think he...
you think he could re-emerge?
I think he not like Mick Malthus. I think Mick Malthus burp in his face, make smell. And now he gone.
Oppressed him. 502, he'd be a point of difference selection, wouldn't
Mark
he?
Mark Murphy run flea. He just got 151. He break even 33. Bang, bang.
What about a couple of other... Well, Daniel Rich, if you've still got him, you've got to piss him off now, don't you? Daniel Rich at 402. For whatever crazy bloody reason you've still got him, now's the time to get back.
You started with Rich, Jock. Did you flick him?
Oh, at the precise, exact right moment. When he peaked, of course.
The peak of the curve. And when was that, Jock?
Oh, back in the day. A couple of weeks back. I can't quite recall. I just waited till the peak came. And
do
then
you
I,
still have
then
him?
Then I did a deselection of him.
Was your...
No, I don't still have him, mate.
I feel your approach to Supercoach was much like your approach with Narelle. Blind, fumbling.
Mate, come on, Shan. It's bloody Jock Reynolds.
Emotion-fueled randomness.
There was a bit of frenzy about it, I'll be honest. It's been a bloody long time. Very enjoyable.
And you've never looked healthier.
Mutually. Thank you, mate.
I think she sucked the flu out of you, Jock.
Oh, it's full of bloody zest today. I got up early to do the bloody gun. You know, you're a cap of love. It's just like old times.
Same like that movie Green Mile. Green Mile.
Which one?
Oh,
with the big bastard.
Oh, she suck all the poison out. Same like golf ball through garden hose.
Oh, what about another value? You talk Mark Murphy as a value selection. What about Jackson McRae? Let's not forget last year, 2014, this kid averaged 100. Luke Beveridge gave him a little rest. He went to school, needed to learn how to play defensive football. Came back round 9 with a 94, round 10 with a 122. Could this be a point of difference? 460 grand option for some of those. Some of us out there with quite large testicular fortifications.
Okay, I go fishing Dan McRae with bot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Bloody beautiful down there.
Is this new marina, the Dramana Macrae?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not cash shit.
They ain't not going him?
Nah, he's shit.
Here you go. Would you dangle a toe in the water on Macrae? Value, if you're stuck for coin.
I feel the doggies might have a latter slump in their performance.
Oh, interesting.
Would not be that confident in going Macrae at the 4:35, Jock. Mm. Not at all. Yes, round 11 by player. And we are only focusing
Correct.
On round 11
Very
by players.
Very important to highlight that. These and are all look, blokes who have had their buy.
Yes, we are not discussing your Ollie Wines.
No.
Your Joel Salwoods. Mm. This week, look, Jock, with any certainty of the list discussed thus far, I do have an inkling for Mark Murphy.
You do.
And, of course, Patrick Dangerfield at a premium. But Mark Murphy, 502, Jock.
Mm, that is cheap.
Very interesting selection.
That is cheap.
And it was interesting to note his elevated performance post-Maltese.
Righto. One bloke I've been very happy with is one of my point of difference midfield selections being Trent Cotchin. 136, 123 in his last two. He's 540 grand, crouching one. Can we see this as somewhat of a return to the greatness of Trent Cotchin coming home?
Oh, welcome. Mm. Tiger have West Coast Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe...
Big test.
Oh, big testy Huge call.
Test.
Big
testy very, call. Very good.
Maybe Cochin good pick, but not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure. He this dinky little shit kick.
He loves that little hunched over shoulder. I'll do a little 15 and I'll run and then I'll jump under a pack. And he loves it, doesn't he? Look, GWS, I reckon we could look for some rookies coming through. Five injuries, Mumford, Coniglio, Patful, Davis, all injured. Mumford's a big injury. Just look out for some rookies coming from GWS. For those of you with Mumford, you might be looking for a ruckman who's just had his bye. Sam Jacobs. Any reason you wouldn't go, Sam? Look at his last five games, 127, 131, 18, 63 and 131.
I will finally be able to get rid of Bell Chambers.
Oh, bloody Beltol dickhead. Can't believe he stuffed me up with me round 11 bye. I can't
Jock.
Wait to piss him off as well.
Agreed, Jock. I will look forward to removing Tom Bell Chambers from my team.
Lou and Ham and Eggs, 240 grand.
Nah, don't be stupid.
Well, just for those of you, just put it out there. Interesting that he's only 240 grand. I'm not saying I'm bloody getting. Don't look at me like that. I'm not selecting him. You know? That's bloody cheap.
He is a mirage ruckman, Jock.
Mm,
and unfortunately,
enough.
He dangled the carrot to too many for too many years.
Mm.
Charlie Dixon was back.
Was he?
And will be out.
Yeah.
Interesting to note that there is another deceased player in the GWS, in the Gold Coast team, Jock, Joshua Glenn.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
He has passed away.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is a shame.
He looked a real good rookie, didn't he?
Yes.
Commiserations to all connections of Josh Glenn, you know, Strapper, Stable Boy, everyone to do with Josh Glenn.
Many prick trade him in.
Well,
you say me.
It doesn't matter anymore. That's irrelevant.
How he die?
A colic, mate. One of the worst cases I've seen as well.
Oh, poor prick.
Yeah. Come on, well, let's lift the mood. Go to the Shainers. Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Pooter. Here you go, Higginbottom. Good to see you, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Right on. Crouching one. Good on you, mate.
What?
Go the Tigers.
I got Tiger. Hey, lucky we have mate, because I got biggest rum bender ever.
Oh, but we couldn't bloody find you last week.
I drink all the way home from Frio.
The Frio in a ripper.
I
nearly fell off my chair. I goals in the first quarter,
friend.
Mate.
Many new friends.
Bet you did, mate.
This week we kick West Coast ass. West Coast ass.
I hope you do. All these feathered interstate pricks can get stuffed, eh?
Welcome.
Welcome, Kim Erie. Have a good week. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Presents.